From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, The Folly of Hardening the Heart Against God, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 11, verses 1 through 20. Having conquered the cities in the southern part of Canaan, Joshua and the army of Israel now turned northward. Jabin, king of Hazor, united the kings of the northern cities to fight against the Israelites. That army was equipped with iron chariots designed to terrify enemies. Yet the Lord told Joshua not to fear them, and in the ensuing battle, Israel won a great victory. In applying this account to the unsaved, Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing the danger of ignoring the plain teaching of God's Word and of hardening one's heart against the warnings of impending judgment upon sin. Jabin knew well what the Lord had done in the south, yet he deliberately chose to fight against God and lost. Many a lost person has heard enough of the gospel to know what he ought to do. Like Jabin, many harden their hearts and refuse to repent and come to Christ. Sadly, these people meet the same fate as Jabin, who hardened his heart and perished. Before Dr. Cairns comes to the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Mark chapter 1, verse 41. I will, be thou clean. Primeval darkness heard the almighty fiat, Light be, and straightway light was. And the Lord Jesus' word is equal in majesty to that ancient word of power. Redemption, like creation, has its word of might. Jesus speaks, and it is done. Leprosy yielded to no human remedies, but it fled at once at the Lord's I will. The disease exhibited no hopeful signs or tokens of recovery. Nature contributed nothing to its own healing. But the unaided word effected the entire work, on the spot and forever. The sinner is in a plight more miserable than the leper. Let him imitate his example, and go to Jesus, beseeching him and kneeling down to him. Let him exercise what little faith he has, even though it should go no further than, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And there need be no doubt as to the result of the application. Jesus heals all who come, and casts out none. In reading the narrative in which our morning's text occurs, it is worthy of devout notice that Jesus touched the leper. This unclean person had broken through the regulations of the ceremonial law and pressed into the house. But Jesus, so far from chiding him, broke through the law himself in order to meet him. He made an interchange with the leper, for while he cleansed him, he contracted by that touch a Levitical defilement. Even so, Jesus Christ was made sin for us, although in himself he knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, that poor sinners would go to Jesus, believing in the power of his blessed substitutionary work, and they would soon learn the power of his gracious touch. That hand which multiplied the loaves, which saved sinking Peter, which upholds afflicted saints, which crowns believers, that same hand will touch every seeking sinner, and in a moment make him clean. The love of Jesus is the source of salvation. He loves, he looks, he touches us, we live.
Thank you.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
By the time Jabin took the field against Joshua, God had already given him up. He would never be turned. He was like Pharaoh. Pharaoh hardened his heart. Then we read the Lord hardened his heart, which simply means the Lord withdrew every influence that would soften his heart, left him to his chosen hardness without any influence to bring him to any other end. It's what theologians call judicial hardening. It brings up one of the most solemn things in all of Scripture: God giving up sinners. Now the Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He's a God of great patience. He pleads long and often and gives multiplied opportunities to men and women hearing the gospel. You yourselves are living examples and proofs of that. But let me tell you, He often leaves hardened sinners to their chosen hardness. Every time I read Romans 1, I think of those awful words in verse 24, 26, and 28. While the translation is slightly different than verse 28, the Greek text is exactly the same. God gave them up. God gave them up. God gave them up three times. Now that's a death sentence. Beware, my friend, about hardening your heart. Let no excuse stand in the way of you coming to Christ. He says, you have heard, you know what your response ought to be. Your duty is to believe your God. Your duty is to believe His Son. Your duty, He says, is come to Me. You know enough to know there is no excuse to remain away from Christ. None. If you harden your heart, beware lest He leave you to the hardness of your heart. That will be for you also a death sentence. Because I want you to notice, finally, that Jabin perished in his hardness. Now follow the story carefully. He was a wise man, and he used all his vaunted intelligence to a wrong end. Then he allied himself with a whole host of people who had similar views to his own. Then he gathered around him the comfort of all the technology of his day. And he says, I'm safe now. Here he was, human wisdom, human numbers, human ability. And he thought, this is a great enough shield against the wrath of God. Was all to no avail, and he perished for his trouble. You see, hardness of heart launches a sinner on an impossible task. It pits him against the Almighty. It puts him in the front line of a battle he cannot win. You cannot fight the God of heaven and win. There's only one end to the course that Jabin took, and that is destruction. And I tell you, my friend, if you adopt that course, destruction will be your end. Now, you will find today people use the very same shields as Jabin used. You may use all your great intellectual power. You may boast in how much more we know today than they knew in Bible times. You may employ that power against God and the gospel. But I tell you, it will be useless. For the Aristotle or the Einstein without Christ will perish just as surely as the illiterate who rebels against Him. You may boast to your confidence by being part of a great crowd of like-minded rebels. That's what Jabin did. Oh, there's security in the crowd. When you're with the crowd of the ungodly, you really don't have to think. You feel stronger there. That gives you a bit more perverted backbone against God and against His Christ. But you know, there is no security in the crowd, as Jabin found. As we read in the book of the Revelation this morning, the crowd will yet cry to the rocks and the mountains for a place to hide from the wrath of the Lamb. There's no security in the ungodly crowd. And of course, when you come to die, you always, always, always die alone. if 1 million people were to die around you at the very same moment, yet you personally go out to meet your God alone. You'll never hide yourself in a crowd. In the greatest crowd ever gathered in the history of the ungodly, when all the wicked will be gathered to stand at the judgment, even then you'll not hide in the crowd, and every single man will give account to God. Then, of course, you may do what Jabin did. You may persuade yourself that modern technology renders you impervious to the wrath of God. You see, he had his chariots. The king of Jerusalem didn't have as good an army, didn't have as strong and useful equipment. So I have what he didn't have. God has no answer to this. How foolish. But you know, that's exactly how people think today. Have you ever noticed that since science has begun to pry into such thing as cell life, get into microbiology, as astronomers have begun to search the far reaches of outer space, people imagine that somehow or other the old story of the gospel is dated. And that somehow now that we know all this and we can do all this, although the truth of the matter is that for 99.9% of it in the world, we can't do one more thing than our forefathers ever did. There's a few clever guys here and there, and they can do a wee bit. But the rest of us, we can do nothing. But we bask stupidly in the aura of their supposed success. And we can do so much nowadays. We don't need to tremble. It used to be, and I remember these days, and you all know how young I am, but I remember these days, when any preacher preaching on the subject of death would find a fear of God and the stillness sweep across that congregation. Nowadays, oh, we can hardly define death anymore. We have life and death all brought down to scientific formulae. We don't need to fear. We are hiding, as Jabin did, behind the shield of modern technology. But I want you to know something. What did it take to bring his whole technology to nothing? It took a sword thrust to the hamstring of a horse. That's all. And just as simply, the whole house of cards of man's vaunted ability will be brought to ruin. It's a very foolish thing to harden your heart against God, because I want to tell you, no matter how you try to escape it, if you harden your heart against God and he leaves you to that hardness, you'll perish. And all your brains will not save you. And all your friends will not save you. And all your money will not save you. And all your success will not save you. And all your religion will not save you. You see, Jabin reminds me of the words of Psalm 1 verse 6. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Remember what I said at the beginning? He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Beware of the folly of hardening your heart against God, what you hear from his word. Have you not been often reproved? Have you not been frequently invited? Have you not been told again and again and again the way of life and truth? Has the Word of God not made it abundantly clear what you should do without delay? Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief, but I come to you acknowledging you as the only Lord, the only God, the only Savior. I take Christ. One old Puritan preacher put it, if I must perish. Because the devil was tormenting him, if you come to Christ, maybe your faith's not good enough, maybe your grip's not strong enough, maybe your understanding's not deep enough, maybe your heart's not honest enough, maybe this, maybe that. He said, well, if I perish, I will perish trusting Christ. And of course, that's impossible, isn't it? It's impossible to perish abandoning yourself to Christ. The Word of God makes it clear what you should do. Lay down your arms of rebellion and obstinacy. Remember this. There is mercy for everyone who will hear and come to Christ. There is eternal misery for everyone who will harden his heart and refuse to come. The folly of hardening the heart against God. I trust today that the Lord will speak to your heart. That the Lord will take this very simple, straightforward word of warning and bring it home with great effectiveness. Remember the sponge and the flint. Don't wait until it's too late. Until the gospel has no effect upon you whatsoever. Come. Hear, and your soul shall live.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.